It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, hour number three here for you. Let me get to the top three stories here right off the bat. So first of all, the Dow jumped up 800 points today in a nice rebound. You know, we had 6 days in a row where the Dow dropped, went into the bear market. It rebounded one day, but then the very next day, it fell again more than what it rebounded. And then today, it jumped back up again, so that's a very positive thing. I'm not sure if it'll last that long. The reason why this is a concern, by the way, because I know a lot of us look at it and you just go, well, that's just the stock market. That's for Wall Streeters. What's that got to do with me? Well, there's a lot of people whose retirements are tied to the stock market. So when the stock market drops, you got to remember back in 2008, when we really had the real estate crash, and it affected the stock market as well and everything. I mean, you had people who were retired who were going back to work because they didn't have enough money to retire on anymore. And so they were going back to work because the market crashed so much. Now, luckily for them, it did rebound eventually. But that's why, you know, it's not just Wall Streeters. You know, it does affect everyday folk as it pertains to retirement. So, yeah, that's why we keep watching that. The Nord Stream pipeline was damaged last week. There was a bunch of back and forth. He said, she said, blame, and everything like that. Well, the leak has been stopped from the previous damage. And finally, President Biden announced $60 million in aid to Puerto Rico as he was surveying the damage from Hurricane Fiona. That was over 2 weeks ago, and there's still over 100,000 individuals who are without power on the island. I got a couple other hurricane updates for you, or tropical updates for you, right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking pretty good right now. Really not seeing too much to slow you down, except for on 98. We do have an accident that happened a little while ago that's still causing some major delays. The accident is going to be in the eastbound direction, just east of the Navarre Beach Causeway, and still seeing some major slowdowns. You'll start seeing those delays right near Andorra Street. It's right near the Jersey Mike's. In Navarre is where you'll start seeing those slowdowns, and it will clear up after you get past the accident. But definitely seeing slowdowns in both directions, but especially if you're heading eastbound. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much, Gracie. So looking at the Atlantic, you know, we just got over Hurricane Ian. What do we got going on out there? Is it quiet yet? No, not quite. There is a disturbance in the South Caribbean, kind of the same place, to be honest, where Hurricane Ian originated. It's pretty much right in that same spot where Hurricane Ian originated. And its storm track also looking very similar to what Hurricane Ian's was. It has about a 30% chance of formation over the next 5 days. So that's good news, though. It's not a very high percentage chance that it will develop into something. But still 30% chance of formation. It's looking to go right along the South Caribbean as well. After that, who knows? Then there is another formation out there in the middle of the Atlantic off the coast of Africa that has a 70% chance of formation over the next 5 days. It does not look like its storm track is going to go anywhere. It's going to just kind of hover out there in the Atlantic, at least for now. So there are a couple of formations out there we're still keeping an eye on. And we're still in the middle of hurricane season, so we'll have to keep doing that. We'll have to keep keep watching everything. I want to bring up a couple updates here for you real fast. President Biden announced in August the student loan forgiveness program that sometime before December 31st, there will be some sort of online application that individuals can go to and apply to get up to $10,000 of their student loans forgiven. And there have been lawsuits filed pertaining to this from both private groups as well as from the from six states. However, right now, at least, they're still moving forward with going ahead with the student loan forgiveness program. Now, the Department of Education late last week just quietly revised its online guidance about who could qualify for the $10,000 student loan forgiveness. What they announced was borrowers who have Perkins loans and federal family education loans. Previously, they were told that they would be able to take those loans and consolidate them into a federal direct loan and then qualify for $10,000 in loan forgiveness. Now they're being told no. There was no press, no fanfare, no press release, just change on the website that these earlier loans that were guaranteed by the federal government but were issued and managed by private lenders will not be able to be qualified for the $10,000 forgiveness. So, I found that was kind of... So, what does that mean for you and me? Or what? Apparently, this would impact about 770,000 borrowers. 770,000 borrowers now who might have been planning on, like, hey, I'm going to be able to get $10,000 worth of my loans forgiven, will probably not be able to anymore. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, let's get top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. Hey, Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. We have a new mobile app. Just go to the App Store and do a search for News Radio Pensacola and download it today. If you do so, you can listen to the live stream anywhere. We have CarPlay now, so when you plug it in, it'll play the stream. We have an on-demand button, so you can actually, if you miss this show or you miss Andrew McKay's show, you can listen to the podcasts of the show now. You can check out national and local news, and even if you have a news or traffic tip, click on the open mic feature, and you can send us your audio tip right through the app now. So just... once again, look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, 5 unprovoked murders in the last several months in California. Police are saying they may be the work of a serial killer. It's in Stockton, California. The police department there says all of the victims were men alone at night and were shot. And police say the victims were ambushed. None were robbed. None were drug or gang related. Police also say they've got evidence linking these 5 crime scenes together. 4 former members of the Navy asking for a new trial in a corruption case against them after the defense contractor known as Fat Leonard escaped to Venezuela.
The $35 million corruption case involved nearly 36 people, with much of the information coming from Leonard Francis, who'd agreed to testify against the former Navy officers. But with his escape from house arrest in San Diego and asylum claim in Venezuela, 4 people convicted in the case are now asking for a new trial, saying the man known as Fat Leonard was untrustworthy. The Union Tribune says the judge seemed to be leaning toward not granting a new trial, saying she remains persuaded the information was properly authenticated, but she did delay sentencing until May. I'm Jack Cronin.
The Supreme Court declining to hear a challenge to President Biden's vaccine mandate for workers in healthcare facilities that receive federal funds. The justices turned away an appeal of 9 states that say the mandate violates federal administrative law and powers of the states. And Bobby, I don't know if you heard about this one, but apparently 2 pro fishermen are being accused of cheating at a tournament in Ohio. The 2 anglers apparently were caught stuffing their fish with lead weights and frozen fillets to make the fish seem heavier than they were. There's video footage at the tournament. I'm not really sure why the judges decided to inspect inside the fish, but they did. And there's video footage of the judges pulling the lead weights out of the fish. Apparently, the two would have won, but they ended up getting disqualified. And apparently, they've won several previous tournaments as well. So now some of those being called into question.
Yeah, sheesh. Oh, I'm sure it's probably the judge was just like, this fish shouldn't weigh this much. Like, he's probably just weighed a lot of fish over time and just realized, like, this fish shouldn't weigh this much. Something's up.
There's something off about this bass.
Just checked it out.
Let's see.
I saw a headline saying something fishy at a fishing tournament, and so I knew there was something going on. I didn't know what the details were. I didn't click on the article, but there it is. So stuffing the fish full of lead. Did they shoot them? Just kidding. But at the same time, I'm just like, wow. I mean, there's probably a lot of money. Some of those tournaments, there's a lot of money to be made by winning those fishing tournaments. So
yeah, there definitely can be.
Definitely can be. It's pretty crazy. You know, you're talking about these members of the military. Did you see the story of President Biden congratulating the Coast Guard diver who rescued? Rescue people during Hurricane Ivan. Ian, sorry, did you see that one?
I did see that.
Where he basically congratulated, had a call with, and called this Coast Guard swimmer, called him heroic for saving the life of a disabled woman. And then he was thanked publicly by President Biden last Saturday. And then now news has been coming out that this aviation survival technician, second class, Zach Lash, is going to be discharged within the next 2 months for his refusal to be vaccinated with COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
yeah.
Thanks for everything you did, but bye.
Thanks for everything. You're fired. That's basically,
terrible.
I mean, it's basically what's going down. He's one of 2,632 members of the Coast Guard who refused the vaccination. He applied for religious exemption and was denied. And so he's going to be one of them. But, hey, and somebody actually asked, and good for them for asking. I mean, I'd wonder, too, did you bring it up to the president when you talked to him? And he said, no, he didn't. He didn't bring up the vaccine mandate when speaking to President Biden. So would you? I don't think I would.
See, that's that military discipline. You know, he was.
Yeah, that's right.
He was so. Yeah. So I don't know what the right word is. He was just so focused on being polite and keeping that discipline, you know.
Honor. He was respecting his superior officer. That's what it was. So, yeah, I don't know. And we're starting to see some lawsuits rolling in about that, too, as some of the areas are pulling back the vaccine mandates.
Well, didn't
and
they?
Now
they pretty
people
much
who were discharged are like, hey, what about me? So
didn't they pretty much deny all of the religious exemptions?
Yes. Yeah, well, that was in the Navy. I don't know about the Coast Guard. But the Navy, there was a lawsuit in the Navy about them denying pretty much everybody. And so they somebody sued over it. And now that's they've gone back to that and started reviewing them. I don't know about the Coast Guard if that was that way as well. But, yeah, that's definitely one of the things that came up was that some of these branches, all of them that applied for religious exemption were denied it. So not sure if this is that story or if there's something else there. So. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slowdowns on 98 right now. This is in Navarre Parkway in the eastbound direction. We had an accident that's just east of the Navarre Beach Causeway. It does look like it's clearing up, but definitely still going to see some slight delays as you move, again, eastbound on Navarre Parkway. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. Oh, we also do have some major slowdowns going on New Warrington Spur. This is going to be right near Hollywood Avenue where it turns into West Fairfield. So keep that in mind as well. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in recreational and hunting properties. Visit agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Hurricane Ian update for you coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. J.
Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. So update on Hurricane Ian real quick. The current claims are already at $1.6 billion and, of course, counting. Now, if this is going to be the most expensive hurricane in Florida's history, it's going to have to beat Hurricane Maria, which was, where was it? I just had the number. Oh boy. Hurricane Maria was $107 billion. Now, that mostly hit Puerto Rico, too, but it did hit us as well. Also, deaths now over 100. Ball and well, football coming up. But first, top three stories. President Biden announced $60 million in aid to Puerto Rico to help them recover from Hurricane Fiona as he surveyed the damage there today. And he is expected to come to Florida, I believe, next in order to survey damage here from Hurricane Ian. There, we'll have to see what happens with that tomorrow. So then, and I'm not sure if he's planning on meeting with, not tomorrow. Wednesday is when he's going to be meeting in Florida. So Wednesday is when he's going to be coming to Florida. Then, let's see here. Oh, by the way, part of it, down in Puerto Rico is, you know, Hurricane Fiona was a couple of weeks ago, and there's still over 100,000 Puerto Ricans without power. That's how, I remember, it knocked out power off most of the island, and now there's still over 100,000 people without power 2 weeks later. Then other top three stories here for you. The Nord Stream pipeline, which was damaged last week. There was a bunch of he said, she said, and who caused the damage. But either way, the leak has been stopped from that previous damage. Then finally, the Dow jumped up 800 points today in a good rebound. It went 6 days in the negative, 6 days negative and down, and went into bear territory. And then it went to it had 1 day of rebound. Then the very next day, it dropped by more than what it rebounded. And then now today, it has picked back up again. So there you go. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, your sports hit. Actually, as we speak right now, Aaron Judge for the Yankees is at the mound. 2-1 count, a scoreless game, but nobody cares about the game. This is all about, is Aaron Judge going to hit his 62nd home run? So he's at the plate right now, 2-1 count. There is a man on first and one out. And the pitch goes inside, strike two. So 2-2 count for Aaron Judge. He's got to get one more home run in order to hold, to have 62 and therefore be the American League home run record holder. And which is kind of crazy when you think about like Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds. They all surpassed Roger Maris, but they were all in the National League. So this would be the first time that somebody from the American League has a chance to surpass Roger Maris' 61. And the pitch tipped straight to the second baseman. Going to be a quick out. In fact, a double play. Dang it. So get another at for Aaron Judge a little bit later. It's just the top of the third inning on that one. And only has, I think, two more games after this one to try to hit that last homer. He's been actually going through a bit of a home run spell. It went like, I think it was like 16 games without a home run before he finally hit the 61st. And now he's gone two or three since then. So a little bit of a home run spell there for Aaron Judge. We'll keep an eye on that one. All right, so what else is going on here in Major League Baseball? The Royals and the Cleveland Indians are tied at one apiece, top of the sixth. Scoreless game between the Cardinals and the Pirates at the top of the fifth. That game's on ESPN+. The Atlanta Braves, who have a two-game lead over the Mets, are now down 4-0 against the Marlins at the top of the fourth. The Toronto Blue Jays are up 2-0 over the Orioles. Scoreless game, as I just mentioned, between the Yankees and the Texas Rangers. Tampa Bay Rays are beating the Boston Red Sox 1-0. Scoreless game between the Diamondbacks and the Brewers. And postponed game between Washington and the Mets. Rain delay on that one. And hockey, preseason hockey. New Jersey Red Devils are beating the Bruins 1-0. Blue Jays over the Montreal Canadiens 2-0. These games are on ESPN Plus, by the way. Carolina is beating Columbus 2-1. Scoreless game between Pittsburgh and Detroit. That game's on NHL Network. The other ones are on ESPN Plus. Then NBA preseason is getting down right now. NBA TV has the 76ers against the Brooklyn Nets. 76ers lead by 2 points. Coming up at 9:30 tonight on NBA TV will be the Kings against the Lakers. And, of course, 7:15 is kickoff for Monday Night Football on ESPN with the LA Rams against the San Francisco 49ers. 2-1 Rams taking on the 1-2 49ers. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and I'll give you some sports news next.
Well, we are still seeing some slowdowns on West Fairfield. This is going to be due to an accident at Ruby Avenue. It's where West Fairfield meets New Warrington Spur in the eastbound direction, seeing slowdowns on both these roads here as you're approaching Ruby Avenue. So keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking good. Our slowdowns on 98 and Navarre have cleared up. So we're checking in clear throughout Navarre, Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze, and 98 on the 3 Mile Bridge and into West Pensacola, also looking good. If you do see something on the road, something else that's slowing you down, or have any details about the slowdowns we have right now, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much. In sports news, Tua Tagovailoa of the Dolphins will not play against the Jets, and the Dolphins have no definitive timeline for his return. The Bill Belichick of the Patriots head coach says that he's removed players from the games with concussion symptoms, even if they were cleared by the trainers, which, by the way, leads us into what the NFL is looking to do. NFL is looking to go ahead and make new rule changes that would basically say just that. Just because they get cleared, if they show symptoms of any sort, then they should sit. So they're expected to come out with those rule changes here any day now. The Broncos are going to lose their running back Williams to a season-ending ACL tear, and that's terrible. Baker Mayfield is going to remain the Carolina Panthers quarterback despite not playing very good in these first four games because Sam Darnold is still not slated for return anytime soon. I just mentioned before the Broncos have seized command of the NL East with the sweep of the Mets. As the playoffs approach, they have a 2-game lead, but they're down by the Marlins 4-0 right now. White Sox Tony La Russa stepped down a couple weeks ago with some health problems, and now he's stepped down permanently due to his health. U.S. Women's Soccer, had a report that was run by a former attorney general that found that there's systemic abuse in the Women's Soccer League. Oh, boy, systemic abuse. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young is going to be day-to-day with a shoulder sprain, and Carl Anthony Towns lost 15 pounds and was hospitalized with a throat infection in the offseason. That is your sports hit. Before I get to today's Sign of the Apocalypse, let me share this story here. A new poll asked Americans, do you approve of what Republican governors Greg Abbott and Governor DeSantis are doing with shipping migrants to Democrat-run cities? And actually, townhall.com, the headline says, majority of Americans approve of sending illegal immigrants to Dem-run cities. I was like, really, a majority? Well, let me pull up what the exact numbers are. 51% approve, 49% disapprove. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, that's a bit of a stretch. 51%, so 2% more think approve it. I mean, at that number, the margin of error and stuff is just, you're like right there in the margin of error in that poll. You might as well just say half. Half approve, half don't. Which, guess what? That makes up about our country's political stances. About half agree with one group and about half don't. So it kind of makes sense right there. But out of that, 88% of voters who approve of the action believe it's an effective way of bringing attention to the issue of illegal immigration. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. But first,
here is today's Sign of the Apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, the pumpkin spice thing is getting out of hand. getting out of hand. We were doing a search last week, or we were going through the search numbers of things that each state searched for pumpkin spice more than the others. One of them that was kind of a surprise was pumpkin spice Spam, which is completely sold out everywhere and now selling online for $150. Well, guess what? The latest. Hefty, like the garbage bag company, Hefty began selling Hefty garbage bags that were pumpkin spice, I guess, smelling. You can't say it's, you can't say it's tasting, right? So they started selling pumpkins. Don't go to get your phone just yet. It's already sold out. Almost immediately sold out. They're a limited time offer, so they're not going to be having around anytime soon. But here's the thing. So they were selling for about $6 a box, about normal for a bag of trash bags, right? They're already on eBay for $100 a pop. So it's kind of the same thing with the pumpkin spice Spam. It's like people don't even want it, but they know that there's a demand for it, so they're just going to buy them all up. That's why they sold out, and then sure enough, they're selling online for like $150 a pop. That's crazy. Pumpkin spice garbage bags, why? Why? Got a text here. Pumpkin spice anything makes me want to exercise my swear word vocabulary. Oh, that goes into our next story that we'll have coming up after we talk to David Wayne in the newsroom. This top cities for swearing. That comes up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. I've got a list here for you of the top 10 cities that swear the most. But first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, former President Trump has apparently filed a lawsuit against CNN for defamation of character, looking for $475 million in damages. The lawsuit was filed in a federal court in Florida today, claims that CNN used its influence to defame Trump for the purpose of defeating him politically. According to the court filing, CNN attempted to smear his name with a, quote, series of ever more scandalous, false, and defamatory labels.
Yeah, I saw that. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that lawsuit right there. I mean, honestly, that's going to be one that I think it's going to depend on the judge. And that would be one that would be interesting to see a jury get involved with.
Yes.
And really weigh in. Is the mainstream media, like CNN, defamatory? You know, were they defamatory toward the president? My opinion is yes, they were the whole time. And they were to George W. Bush as well. And they gave Obama a pass, and they're giving Biden a pass on actual real scrutiny that needs to be involved. But it'd be interesting to see what a jury was going to be able to prove that or not. So it'd be kind of interesting to see. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. A huge study was done trying to figure out which cities swear the most. Which cities swear the most? And they found that Columbus, Ohio is at the top of the list. Columbus, Ohio. The average American swears 21 times a day. But Columbus, Ohio, more like 36 times in the day. And then Las Vegas came in second with 30. You'd imagine with all the bad bets and the losses in Las Vegas, it might be more than that. And then let's see here. Jacksonville, Florida came in third. Jacksonville? Jacksonville's potty mouth central? I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have figured a place like Newark, New Jersey, someplace like that would have been higher on the list than Jacksonville. But there you go. Oklahoma City, Dallas, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, San Francisco, Louisville, and Fort Worth all made the top 10. They just looked at major cities, by the way. And so with that also, they looked at Phoenix was the least cursing. Phoenix and Portland had the least amount of cursing involved, so... that would be only at 14 words per day. So, yeah, that's kind of a big surprise. The other things pertain to swearing. Most of us do so at home. Work is the top place that we want to swear, but we don't. And the number one person we swear at is ourselves. the most universal things that make us swear is hurting ourselves, having road rage, and when we get bad news. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have slowdowns due to an accident on West Fairfield. This is going to be at Ruby Avenue. Seeing slowdowns on West Fairfield eastbound as well as New Warrington Spur. This is where they both meet and merge together. So seeing some major slowdowns on both these roads in the eastbound direction. Other than that, our roads are checking in clear. If you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. By the way, speaking of the swearing, only 7% of Americans say that they never swear. The rest of us do, at least occasionally. And then I like this part too. What are the top words we use instead of swearing? The top words we use instead of swearing: fudge, shoot, frick-a-frickin', crap, dang, heck, darn, holy cow, dang, or freaking. So, yeah. Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire didn't make the list. Neither did Oh Boy. Oh, geez. Oh, well. Then let's see here. I saw this thing. What are some things that you would like to do, you wish you could do in public without scrutiny? What are some things you wish you could do in public without scrutiny? A poll asked a lot of people. Here's some of the things that came up on the list. Dancing in the street. Man, you could dance in the street without scrutiny. Go for it. Adjusting your underwear or adjusting yourself. Or itching certain places. Yeah, no. You might be able to do a quick adjustment, but there's like a time limit. It's like a half a second time limit to making adjustments with your underoos or whatever it might be. And there's definitely like no patience. There's no public patience for scratching or itching. You know what I mean? No. Doing yoga stretches in the park. I don't know. I see a lot of group yoga and stuff like that. I don't know. I guess maybe. Walking barefoot. I think that just depends on where you are. In the South, there's still a lot of people who walk barefoot. I don't know. Listening to something without headphones on. Oh, no. That one needs to stay on the list. I still see people doing that all the time, just having it on speakerphone and like walking around talking or something like this. I'm like, nobody wants to hear that conversation. I don't get that one. Let's see here. Walking down the street singing loudly. Actually, I still see that one happening all the time. Going to the movies alone. What? You can go to the movies alone. I go to the movies alone all the time. It's fine going to the movies alone. There's no public scrutiny pertaining to that. And then finally, not surprisingly, people wish that you could pass gas or burp openly and loudly. Yes, that made the list. We got a texter actually about that saying, I wish you could fart openly in public like you do coughing, especially when it's just an accident and just comes up on you. Yeah, I don't know if that one's ever going to get – I don't think that one's ever going to be publicly like, okay. I saw this poll. 87% of people say that they go to Amazon first before they go to any other e-commerce site to buy something. 87%. Amazon – will rule us all. I mean, that's dynamic when almost 90% of us are like, yeah, I'm going to go to Amazon to buy something. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.